Hi, I'm Steve Webb, and you've been hearing for several weeks now that the LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. One of the projects I've been working on as a voiceover artist this year is I've been recording the Douay Rheims Catholic Bible for an independent publisher, and they've now released the New Testament portion of that work for only $12.99. So, if you'd like to have the entire New Testament with yours truly narrating, I invite you to go to DRNT, that's DR as in Douay Rheims, NT as in New Testament, DRNT.lifespringmedia.com for more information and to order. That's DRNT.lifespringmedia.com. And as a special bonus to this episode of the LifeSpring Family Bible, I'm going to add at the end from the Douay Rheims New Testament, the Gospel of John chapter 1, at the conclusion of today's reading, so you can get a sample of what this beautiful version is like. And I want to thank you in advance for checking it out. Now, let's get to today's episode of the LifeSpring Family Bible. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 266. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Lamentations chapters 2 and 3. Let's begin. Lamentations chapter 2. Alas, the Lord has covered daughter Zion with his anger. He has thrown down the splendor of Israel from heaven to earth. He did not protect his temple when he displayed his anger. The Lord destroyed mercilessly all the homes of Jacob's descendants. In his anger, he tore down the fortified cities of daughter Judah. He knocked to the ground and humiliated the kingdom and its rulers. In fierce anger, he destroyed the whole army of Israel. He withdrew his right hand as the enemy attacked. He was like a raging fire in the land of Jacob. It consumed everything around it. He prepared his bow like an enemy. His right hand was ready to shoot. Like a foe, he killed everyone, even our strong young men. He has poured out his anger like fire on the tent of daughter Zion. The Lord, like an enemy, destroyed Israel. He destroyed all her palaces. He ruined her fortified cities. He made everyone and daughter Judah mourn and lament. He destroyed his temple as if it were a vineyard. He destroyed his appointed meeting place. The Lord has made those in Zion forget both the festivals and the Sabbaths. In his fierce anger, he has spurned both king and priest. The Lord rejected his altar and abhorred his temple. He handed over to the enemy her palace walls. The enemy shouted in the Lord's temple as if it were a feast day. The Lord was determined to tear down daughter Zion's wall. He prepared to knock it down. He did not withdraw his hand from destroying. He made the ramparts and fortified walls lament. Together they mourned their ruin. Her city gates have fallen to the ground. He smashed to bits the bars that lock her gates. Her king and princes were taken into exile. There is no more guidance available. As for her prophets, they no longer receive a vision from the Lord. The elders of daughter Zion sit on the ground in silence. They have thrown dirt on their heads. They have dressed in sackcloth. Jerusalem's young women stare down at the ground. My eyes are worn out from weeping. My stomach is in knots. My heart is poured out on the ground due to the destruction of my helpless people. Children and infants faint in the town squares. Children say to their mothers, "Where are food and drink?" They faint like a wounded warrior in the city squares. They die slowly in their mother's arms. With what can I equate you? To what can I compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? To what can I liken you so that I might comfort you, O virgin daughter Zion? Your wound is as deep as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets saw visions for you that were worthless lies. They failed to expose your sin so as to restore your fortunes. They saw oracles for you. They were worthless lies. All who passed by on the road clapped their hands to mock you. They sneered and shook their heads at daughter Jerusalem. Ha! Is this the city they called the perfection of beauty, the source of joy of the whole earth? All your enemies gloated over you. They sneered and gnashed their teeth. They said, "We have destroyed her. Ha! We have waited a long time for this day. We have lived to see it." The Lord has done what he planned. He has fulfilled his promise that he threatened long ago. He has overthrown you without mercy and has enabled the enemy to gloat over you. He has exalted your adversary's power. Cry out from your heart to the Lord, O wall of daughter Zion. Make your tears flow like a river all day and all night long. Do not rest. Do not let your tears stop. Get up. Cry out in the night when the night watches start. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands to him for your children's lives. They are fainting at every street corner. Look, O Lord, consider. Whom have you ever afflicted like this? Should women eat their offspring, their healthy infants? Should priest and prophet be killed in the Lord's sanctuary? The young boys and old men lie dead on the ground in the streets. My young women and my young men have fallen by the sword. You killed them when you were angry. You slaughtered them without mercy. As if it were a feast day, you call enemies to terrify me on every side. On the day of the Lord's anger, no one escaped or survived. My enemy has finished off those healthy infants whom I bore and raised. Lamentations chapter 3. I am the man who has experienced affliction from the rod of his wrath. He drove me into captivity and made me walk in darkness and not light. He repeatedly attacks me. He turns his hand against me all day long. He has made my mortal skin waste away. He has broken my bones. He has besieged and surrounded me with bitter hardship. He has made me reside in deepest darkness like those who died long ago. He has walled me in so I cannot get out. He has weighted me down with heavy prison chains. Also, when I cry out desperately for help, he has shut out my prayer. He has blocked every road I take with a wall of hewn stones. He has made every path impassable. To me, he is like a bear lying in ambush, like a hidden lion stalking its prey. He has obstructed my paths and torn me to pieces. He has made me desolate. He drew his bow and made me the target for his arrow. He shot his arrows into my heart. I have become the laughingstock of all people, their mocking song all day long. He has given me my fill of bitter herbs and made me drunk with bitterness. He ground my teeth in gravel. He trampled me in the dust. I am deprived of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I said, my endurance has expired. I have lost all hope and deliverance from the Lord. Remember my impoverished and homeless condition, which is a bitter poison. I continually think about this, and I am depressed. But this I call to mind. Therefore, I have hope. The Lord's loyal kindness never ceases. His compassions never end. They are fresh every morning. Your faithfulness is abundant. My portion is the Lord, I have said to myself, so I will put my hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who trust in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait patiently for deliverance from the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let a person sit alone in silence when the Lord is disciplining him. Let him bury his face in the dust. Perhaps there is hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who hits him. Let him have his fill of insults. For the Lord will not reject us forever. Though he causes us grief, he then has compassion on us according to the abundance of his loyal kindness. For he is not predisposed to afflict or to grieve people, to crush underfoot all the earth's prisoners, to deprive a person of his rights in the presence of the Most High, to defraud a person in a lawsuit. The Lord does not approve of such things. Whose command was ever fulfilled unless the Lord decreed it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that everything comes, both calamity and blessing? Why should any living person complain when punished for his sins? Let us carefully examine our ways and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven. We have blatantly rebelled. You have not forgiven. You shrouded yourself with anger and then pursued us. You killed without mercy. You shrouded yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can get through. You made us like filthy scum in the estimation of the nations. All our enemies have gloated over us. Panic and pitfall have come upon us. Devastation and destruction. Streams of tears flow from my eyes because my people are destroyed. Tears flow from my eyes and will not stop. There will be no break until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees what has happened. What my eyes see grieves me, all the suffering of the daughters in my city. For no good reason my enemies hunted me down like a bird. They shut me up in a pit and threw stones at me. The clouds closed over my head. I thought I was about to die. I have called on your name, O Lord, from the deepest pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near on the day I called to you. You said, do not fear. O Lord, you championed my cause. You redeemed my life. You have seen the wrong done to me, O Lord. Pronounce judgment on my behalf. You have seen all their vengeance, all their plots against me. You have heard their taunts, O Lord, all their plots against me. My assailants revile and conspire against me all day long. Watch them from morning to evening. I am the object of their mocking songs. Pay them back what they deserve, O Lord, according to what they have done. Give them a distraught heart. May your curse be on them. Pursue them in anger and eradicate them from under the Lord's heaven. Wow, what a good lesson this is today. When there is unrepentant sin, God drives us to our knees. But we must remember, as the writer of Lamentations has done, that God never stops loving us, that God will be merciful when we return to Him. When we admit our sins, when we confess before Him with our face down, God is faithful to forgive. He drives us to our knees for no other reason but that He loves us. God is faithful. God is just. God is merciful. God is true. Even in the midst of lamentations, He is worthy of our praise. Thank you so much for being with me today. Tomorrow we'll finish up the book of Lamentations and move on to the book of Isaiah. I look forward to seeing you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. The Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. John, Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was made nothing that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to give testimony of the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but was to give testimony of the light, that was the true light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to be made the sons of God, to them that believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as it were of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John beareth witness of him, and crieth out, saying, This was he of whom I spoke. He that shall come after me is preferred before me, because he was before me. And of his fullness we all have received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to him to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed, and did not deny, and he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, No. They said therefore unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said to him, Why then dost thou baptize, if thou be not Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there hath stood one in the midst of you, whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming to him, and he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God! Behold him who taketh away the sin of the world! This is he of whom I said, After me there cometh a man who is preferred before me, because he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he may be made manifest in Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John gave testimony, saying, I saw the Spirit coming down as a dove from heaven, and he remained upon him. And I knew him not, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, he it is that baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and I gave testimony that this is the Son of God. The next day again John stood, and two of his disciples. And beholding Jesus walking, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God.
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus, turning and seeing them following him, saith to them, What seek you? Who said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he abode, and they stayed with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. And Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who had heard of John and followed him. He findeth first his brother Simon, and saith to him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus, looking upon him, said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is interpreted, Peter. On the following day he would go forth into Galilee, and he findeth Philip. And Jesus saith to him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus the son of Joseph of Nazareth. And Nathanael said to him, Can anything of good come from Nazareth? Philip saith to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Nathanael saith to him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said to him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered him and said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, thou believest? Greater things than these shalt thou see. And he saith to him, Amen, amen, I say to you, you shall see the heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.